الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادخلوا في السلم كافة سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There's a theory in economics that states that if you want to increase the wealth of the society, the way you do so is by making the most wealthy of the society even more wealthy. And so the basis of that theory is that if there's wealthy people in a society and you make them more wealthy, you make it easy for them to become more wealthy, they'll spend their wealth within the society, and so that there's a trickle-down effect, and eventually that wealth will come to the common people. So that's one theory within economics, and there's so many economic theories as to how societies develop their wealth. But I think that one is particularly interesting. And the reason being is because that theory of making a society wealthy financially is very similar to how a society develops religiously. And that is that there's always a core group of people. And that core group of people seek to implement the Sharia and the Sunnah in such a way that the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon them, and because of their presence, the rest of the community takes benefit. So it's very similar to this trickle-down economic theory that people speak of, in the sense that what happens is that there's a core group of people. That core group of people becomes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah's attention, His tawajjuh, His faith, His barakah descends upon them, and then from them it descends upon all the other people who are the peripheral people within that group. So in the economic theory, it's exactly the same. You make the wealthy people very wealthy, and they spend their money, and when they spend their money, it trickles down to the average people in that society. So for us, this is exactly how it was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was this core group of people that was formed. And they were such that they gave everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they implemented every single sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within their lives. And that it was such a magnet that drew in change from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that then by default it spread into the community until a great peripheral of people was convinced about this deen. And then they slowly got sucked in and became core as well. And then they created a periphery around them, and those people got sucked in and became core, and they created a periphery around them until they were able to change a huge percentage of the world. But it all started with a core group of people. These handful of companions that used to pray in this house in Mecca twice a day, and then that was the deen. They were being persecuted, and then they used to pray twice a day. It wasn't a very complicated deen, but they were very, very devoted to what it was. So there's always a challenge to people. And that is to exit from the periphery and to enter the core. Because there's two benefits to being in the core. In fact, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually calls us to in the Quran. Udhulu fi silmi kaffa. Ayah of the Quran. Enter into the submission completely. Now in this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking to general people. He's talking to the believers. He addresses the believers and then says, Udhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into the submission completely. Meaning become people of core. Become the core people within this submission. Now those people get two benefits which their rewards are innumerable. One is in this world and the second is in the hereafter. The one in this world is that the people who are of core, they taste the core of the deen. And that taste is beyond anything that you can imagine. Any ecstasy that any human being has ever experienced, it's nothing compared to the ecstasy of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. any sense of success or achievement or pride or happiness or contentment, anything that we've ever experienced in this life, for a moment, whether it be when we win a football game and we're all excited, or whether it be when someone thanks you for doing something for them, or whether it be when you achieve something after years of effort, like a day of graduation, those are all passing. But that contentment and success and happiness that comes in closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can't be tasted anywhere else. It can't be tasted anywhere else. That's why our scholars and the righteous before us, they used to say that if the governors of our time knew what we taste in our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would bring their armies and try to take over the masjid. This is what the righteous before us used to say. And that's because the taste within this deen far exceeds anything else once you've tasted it. And the beauty of it is that Allah gives everybody a free taste when they first come into the deen. So you're far away from the deen, and then for a little while, whether it be a few weeks or a few months, Allah gives you that taste, those tingles that go down your spine, those tears that drop from your eye, that realization of Allah and what He is in comparison to the rest of the universe. Everybody can understand when you say that, because everybody's tasted it for a moment. But the people who develop themselves and become core, that becomes their regular experience. Regular, day in and day out experience, not a memory. Not a memory of, well, when I was in high school and I changed, I remember that feeling and it was just incredible. Or when I was in college and I changed, I remember that feeling, it was just incredible. It doesn't become a memory, it becomes an everyday experience. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba, they used to pray all night. They used to pray night after night after night. And they never got bored. We get so bored with things. If we do something, even if we enjoy it, we eventually get bored and we can't do it anymore. But the Prophet ﷺ never got bored. Why? Prayer in itself can be boring. The acts within prayer can become boring. But the experience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never boring. It's infinite, it's vast, it's expansive, it never has an end. And that's what they were doing when they were praying, they were interacting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the benefit in this world for the people who become people of core. The people who enter into the deen completely. Or that's the benefit, is that they begin to taste the deen. And then there's a benefit in the hereafter. And that benefit is that they become people who become the source of guidance for other people. They become people who become the source of guidance for other people. And so the result of that is that on the day of judgment, when this whole ummah comes, a whole crowd of people come, and you see that it was because of your initial effort of struggling to establish the deen that these thousands of people generations later continued to practice the deen, that's the day that you'll see your true reward. Because you'll get your reward plus the reward of all those people that came after you that were guided to goodness because of your sacrifice. These were the things that guided the Sahaba. The taste of the deen in this world and the potential for reward in the hereafter. And that's the same thing that guides us. Now look at the challenge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places to us. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into the submission completely. Now, most of us are people of periphery. We come to the masjid sometimes and we're busy in something else sometimes. We make a sacrifice here and then we don't make a sacrifice there. That's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking of us. Complete, absolute, 100% submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the challenge. And that's what makes you someone of the core. And that's what attracts the tremendous barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the question that we have to ask ourselves every night before we go to bed and every night when we wake up. Before we go to bed, did we make ourselves people of the core? And when we wake up, what are we going to do today to make ourselves people of the core? And it's up to us. I mean, we don't have to do it. See, the mistake that we make is we think that the deen will not spread without us. That's not the case. That is 100% false. The deen's gonna spread. Allah doesn't need our help. Allah does not need our help. Get this through our minds now. We're not doing a favor to Allah by submitting completely. We're doing a favor to ourselves. We're the ones who benefit. Allah is going to spread His deen the way He wants to spread His deen. If He wants to create a group of people that will submit to Him and never sin, He will create them. That's not the issue. The issue isn't the survival of the deen. The issue is our Jannah or Jahannam. That's the issue. We're not helping anybody, we're saving ourselves. And that's what we have to get through our heads. We keep thinking about all these things that we're doing as if we're helping or benefiting Allah. We're not. We're the ones who benefit when we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't do it, He will create another group of people that will. Because His deen will continue because of the fact that the Prophet ﷺ was supposed to be the final messenger, and the Qur'an is supposed to be the final book, and Allah has decided that He will preserve this until the end of time. So it's not a question of will it be preserved. That's 100% guarantee. It's a question of who will preserve it. And when Allah wants people to preserve it, He will make them people of the core. And we're playing too many games. We are playing way too many games. That's the desire. See, the hope is that Allah will take these few qualities that He placed within me or within you and actually use us and accept us for His deen, accept us to work for His deen. That's not guaranteed. There's no guarantee that Allah will accept us and use us for His deen. There's a question mark there. There's a question, will Allah accept us and use us for His deen? And the sign of hoping and showing Allah that we want to be among those people is to be people of the core. Which means we don't play games. We're not caught up in these foolish, this board game of life. We should be very clear in our mind the purpose of why we're here and what we hope to achieve. We have a goal. We are goal-driven people. That's what people of the core are. They have a goal and that's the only thing in their sight. They know that they look straight down that path and that's where they're headed. They don't look to the left because they know that's a distraction, and they don't look to the right because they know that's a distraction. They completely put their head down and they run as fast as they can to get to the end of towards the goal. And that's what each of us should be doing. There's no excuse. There's no playing games. I mean, Allah can choose anybody. Without us, the deen will still continue. We're hoping to be chosen. And the cut, you know, when you want to make the cut, how focused you are? If you're trying out for a basketball team or you're trying out for a job where there's a cut and only 1 in 1,000 people will make it, how focused you are and how for those few days of your life, you just continuously are energized in that one direction. You don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to do anything else. You're totally thinking about that. And all you want to do is talk about that. It's the same thing. Except the cut in this particular instance is not for something in the dunya. It's for becoming one of the people who will earn the greatness of tasting Allah in this world and of earning the high reward of the hereafter. So we should be begging Allah. We should be afraid. Anytime we make a mistake, we should be begging Allah to forgive us because He may push us off that border and cut us from among those people who will be serving Him. There's no guarantees. There are no guarantees. So become people of the core. This is the invitation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. And that's the purpose of our gathering. That's the purpose of our gathering. That's what the masjid is about. That's what this dhikr is about. That's what this company is about. And that's what this teaching is about. Submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100%. Wholeheartedly with no strings attached. And those are the people who taste the deen in this world and who attain the reward of what the siddiqeen hold in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who submit in this world, whom He selects to submit in this world, and whom He selects to earn the highest reward in the hereafter. وَأَخُذَ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ